Okay, so we have to move quickly because apparently Avrami is Shir is starting as soon as this one finishes. The learning today, as always, should be as Chosi Lenish Masadir Chaver, Chaim Elozev Ben Shem Shin Aryeh, and Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. Just be as Chos for Refuah Shleima for Chaim Moshe Yeshua V'Malka Chaim Deb Ben Menorachu Kanalei B'Shein Derachu and Abadati Ben Peril, and as Chos for all those in Makom Sakana Neitz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch Ben Penina, Daniel Shlomo Ben Risteka. Okay, so she has got his popcorn. We're all ready to start a new topic. Topic today of the Zion. So he says like this. I'm going to talk now about two aspects of the Zion. First, the obvious one, which is embarrassing, disgracing others. And secondly, in terms of disgracing yourself, where there it might actually be appropriate. So let's see. Amru Chazal, Al tihi baz l'chol adam. Don't be disrespectful to other people. She'en l'chol adam, she'en l'isha. Because you don't have a person who doesn't have his hour. Meaning, don't even humiliate or curse a guy who can harm you. Because even though they may be powerless today, but basically they in the future they're going to be in a position. So this is a concept that my parents taught me very young, which is don't burn bridges. When I left jobs, my parents told me, don't burn bridges. You never know when you might need someone in life, in the future, and you don't burn bridge. And that's really the same idea is you never know, even someone right now who's a very low person. So, you talk about Yimach Shemai, Hitler. Hitler, when he first started with his Narishkeit, was thrown in prison. When he was thrown in prison, he was a nobody. He wrote Mein Kampf in prison. He had these crazy ideas. He was a radical nut job that nobody paid any attention to. Eventually, obviously, rose to be the dictator over Germany, and behind, obviously, a mass murder of 6 million Jews. But that's the point. The point is that if you're going to go and humiliate someone who is low today, you have no idea when they might be in a position of power and be in a position to basically get back at you. V'chol shekein l'Yisrael, he says, certainly when it comes to a member of Klal Yisrael, she'en l'bazei l'shum bar Yisrael, don't disgrace people. He says, with people, with Yidden, I'm not sure why this is only true for Yidden. Shia, maybe you can explain. I don't know. I'm putting you on the spot, but why is a Yid Tselem Elikim and not a guy? I thought all human beings are Tselem Elikim. But he's saying, a Yid, the problem there is it's a Tselem Elikim. And when you Mevazi Yisrael, Kilo Mevazi Sashchina, when you Mevazi a Yid, it's like you're being Mevazi the Shechina. So maybe it has something to do with a Yid's neshama, possibly. But he says that that's probably what it means. So that's why, specifically for a Yid, you have an additional issue of not just don't burn the bridge, you never know, but also that you it's like you mean Mevazel Shechino. That somebody who slaps his friend on the cheek, it's like you're slapping the Shechina, like you're hitting the Shechina on the face. There's never a good reason, never a valid reason to disrespect a member of Klal Yisrael. And obviously, he's talking here not about a mummer, not about someone who is an anti a frum, but we're talking now about a self-hating Jew, but we're talking now about someone who's an upstanding Jew. It says, like I talk about an Avasrei. Person should only be concerned with disgracing himself, which means humbling himself. It's fitting that a person should be in his own eyes, like he's disgusting, like he's repulsive. When he knows, he recognizes his own faults and shortcomings. And it's the way of the world. Opposite of a person's faults. You notice everyone's character flaws, everyone's errors, everyone's mistakes, everyone's bad midos, except your own. The Rav talks about it so many times, how he was giving a Musar shmooze with a specific person in mind, obviously not calling that person out, but basically giving a share. Let's say, just pick an easy topic. Or let's say talking in shul. So he gave a share on talking in shul because it was a certain guy that he was trying to get through to. And the guy came over to me after davening and said, great share. I hope the guys next to me who are talking will stop talking. So we all, it's so easy to recognize the faults of others except for ourselves. It's a person's nature to look for the fault in others and immediately judge them for it. And the reason is that part of our ego, part of our makeup, is that we are important, that we matter, because if we don't matter, then that leads to depression, that leads to suicidal thoughts. So we all like to feel that we're important, we matter. And so part of the way that feeling that we matter is we're somewhat special. So there's two ways to be special. You're better than everyone else. You rise up. Or there's another way to be special is you stay where you are and you push everyone else down. So one of the reasons why we look for faults in others and notice them is that we say, oh, that's not me. I'm better than that person. And so it's like automatic for us to sort of immediately zero in on the chesroness of others. Avala'atzmai, he says, when it comes to yourself, so you see someone else come late to davening, you make fun. But when you yourself come late, so you sit there and you say, yeah, but you know what? I had this issue at home and I was helping my wife and my alarm clock didn't work. And you come up with 100 excuses why it's not really your fault. Mavakesh mem tes panim l'taharas hasheretz, he says it, that you come up with 49 svaras to tahar asheretz that you're tifling with. But the point is, no matter how many svaras you come up with, asheretz is tamei. Ba'ifen, in a way, shenidma loy, that it appears to him, kizach v'yashapalei, that his actions are pure, ben k'may b'chalaretz, and he's perfect. There's nobody who's as perfect as he is. B'loizadarach yishara, but of course, that's not the right way. Ella, rather, ra'il adam yashar, it's fitting for a person, li'ozdan is called adam l'kafschos, to judge others favorably, will just the opposite. Our normal reaction is that when we hear a story, we don't even wait to hear the other side of the story. We immediately judge people and we think bad of people. And sometimes it's justified. Sometimes it turns out that what we thought was true. So that just reinforces it. But he says, rather, what we should be doing is we should be judging others favorably and ourselves, l'chaiva. Stop telling yourself and making excuses for yourself that it wasn't so bad and it's not really your fault. Be harsher on yourself and be less, more forgiving of others. And if you find that you did some bad action between you and Hashem or between you and others, it should be considered very significant in your eyes. And don't try to belittle it or lessen the severity by saying, listen, I know I miss Minyan, but you know what? I do so many other good things, and Minyan's not even written in the Torah, and it's only a halacha, and my tefillah will be answered anyway. Okay, I have more kavana when I'm not in shul, right? So all the svaras that you come up with, you should make the aveir. You shouldn't. You should try to don't belittle it, but rather magnify it. He says, don't look at the significance of the aver itself. Because don't look and say, what's Lashon Hara? Okay, what's Lashon Hara? Chafetz Chaim goes on and on about Lashon Hara, but at the end of the day, what's Lashon Hara? Okay, so I spoke. I didn't do a big ma'isa. I didn't have this bemezid lahachis. I want to do it. I want to speak. I didn't go and boil ervas and znus and look at terrible things. For one second, I lost myself and I used my mouth. So he says, instead of looking at it that way and putting down and lessening the significance, he says, don't look at the mitzvah. Look at the person who's, look at the being that's commanding you. In other words, the proper way to put into perspective an aveira is not to look at the ramification or something you're doing wrong and not to say, well, this thing I'm doing wrong is, yeah, it's wrong, but it's not that big of a deal. Look at the mitzvah. Look at who's commanding you. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's commanding you. And so when you think of it that way, so it doesn't matter what God's asking you, whether God's asking you to jump across a river, or he's asking you to jump across a puddle. It's God that's asking you, and therefore you need to take it seriously and treat it with proper significance. From whatever perspective you look at it, even a minute infraction, at the end of the day, you're going against the Malach Malachim Lachim. And he says, and even if you learned a lot of Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed you, you did a lot of mitzvahs, call neged neged, everything is should seem insignificant relative to the obligation that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll stop here. But this idea of bizayon, don't do it to others, but rather focus it inward, and there should be bizayon on us, focusing on how unworthy we are, focusing on when we do something wrong, that there is a significance to it, and not trying to downplay it. And instead of focusing on the chesroinus of others, we should instead focus on our own chesroinus. Sorry, Ephraim obviously needs to talk to me.